Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Lazy people do a little work and feel like they should be winning. Winners work as hard as possible and still worry that they're being lazy. This is absolutely and utterly true. Even myself, as hard as I work with my monumental successes and billions of dollars, I sit at home and wonder, should I be doing more? Could I do more? Did I really need to sleep 7 hours? Would I have survived if I slept six? Of course I would have. I feel permanent guilt for how hard I do not work, even though I outwork all of you. And you losers, who pale in comparison to me, in basically every metric that we have the science to measure, manage to do a little bit of work one day and then think you deserve time off. I deserve time off at the end of the year. I've had a hard year.
Thinking about it, Andrew, I'm just analyzing our year. Have we had a single day off this year? 1,000 push-ups a day. Push-ups, squats. Have we taken a single day off? Name one day where you haven't done any work in any realm this year. Zero. I haven't had a single day off this entire year. Not one. There hasn't been a single day where I have worked zero on the business, worked zero on my body and my physicality and my strength, worked zero on my fucking mind, worked zero on anything, just chill. Let's chill. Let's have a chill day. We've had zero chill days this year.
Zero.
Zero.
How do you deal with procrastination?
Why are you asking me that question? Why are you on this podcast asking me how to stop procrastinating? Turn off YouTube. Go do something. What's wrong with people? This is exactly what you were talking about asking a question where you already know the answer to. You know the answer is to stop doing things that waste your time and apply yourself to something important. Now, this may not be a waste of your time, but let me tell you, you're a dumbass, clearly. It's like Googling how to get fit, like you just said. Everyone knows what a push-up is. Do 10,000 of them a day. Stop wasting your time. You know, I've never had to deal with procrastination. I've never had to deal with not being motivated because what is the alternative? Literally, be a loser forever. I am sick of reading shit on the internet saying, yeah, you know, some people are special and they take longer to bloom and your time will come. Let me tell you something. 99.9% of people who are born broke live broke, stay broke, die broke. That is the reality for almost everybody. You already know the answer. You don't need me to tell you.
I can't stop myself working as a person who doesn't need money. And then there's people with no money who don't work. It blows my mind, which is why the winners are winners and the losers are losers. And it's almost like you can't save these people. I have something I sent in my email recently. I said, you could give the average man a brand new Ferrari and a roadmap and a coffee and a full tank of gas and tell him the destination, success. And halfway along the drive, he'll quit. It's too far. How well you set it up for people, they'll quit. And people will sit there and go, and then put on Netflix. One more. I've given you a Ferrari, a full tank of gas. I've given you the latte. I've given you a roadmap. I'm giving you a hot girl to sit next to you and play songs and do selfies. I'm giving you everything. Just drive the car. No, yeah, it's far. I don't have motivation. Doop-de-doop. You're a loser. You are a loser. If you do not win, you lose. What do you call someone who loses? A loser. That is an underused word. Loser. My brother and I use it all the time. This person thinks this. He's a loser. What do you mean he's a loser? Look at him. He's a loser. He lost. Name a competition. I'd beat him at anything. Uno, marbles, a fight to the death. You name it, I'll decimate this loser.
First things first, the biggest mistake most of you are making. You should be hungry all of the time. You are an animal. Do not forget that you exist in two realms simultaneously as an individual. You exist with your evolutionary biological makeup as an animal and also the societal version which has been constructed. They're different things. But as an animal, your body is designed to perform at best while you are hungry because you're supposed to be hunting for food. If you're full of food, you're going to be lazy and lethargic. You should always be a little bit hungry. Even after I directly finish a meal, I'm a little bit hungry because I don't eat enough to eat. So the first thing is always stay a little bit hungry. Second thing is coffee. Caffeine is a miracle drug.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I am heavily caffeinated at all times, 15 to 20 coffees a day. I've also done a lot of research into coffee, a lot of research and understanding. I've also tried to quit coffee to see if there's actually any genuine benefit or improvement to my life. There is nothing wrong with coffee. It can never hurt you. Coffee, a bunch of it. Less food, more coffee. I do not take protein powders. I do not take creatine. I do not take steroids. I do not take TRT. Nothing. Lots of coffee, lots of meat. When I do eat, I eat once a day. If you stay a little bit hungry, eat a meat-heavy diet, lots of coffee, you will begin to work faster. I absolutely guarantee it. Do those things. Do those exact things. Stay hungry, drink coffee. Tell us the truth if you genuinely feel better, because I guarantee you do. Guarantee.
It's actually an amazing point, because you and I, not many people know this about us, we have a problem with napping.
Yeah.
We're anti-nap.
We're super. That's the one thing we'll bully each other for.
If anyone catches the other one having a nap, they get bullied.
Bullied.
I'm tired like a baby. And no one have my nap because I'm tired like a baby. And babies are tired. And my eyes are tired. I would have been like a baby. This is the thing. Naps are so important because people are always napping. And they're like, sleep's really important for your cognitive and your muscles. If that's so true, how come you sleep more than me? I sleep 4 hours a day. I'm built like a tank. I beat the shit out of you, and I'm smarter than all of you, and I'm richer than all of you. Why are you sleeping so much if it hasn't helped you at all?
Yeah.
Clearly, you're just lazy. And you think, oh, I'll just have a nap. How do you even sleep? I can't even sleep. I've got too many things in my mind, too many problems to solve. You're sitting there sleeping away like a loser. And you should bully all your friends for napping. Because you know who takes naps? Babies. Babies love naps. So next time you see your friend napping, say, oh, you know, I know someone else who takes a nap. It's a baby. It's 1 year old. I know this 1 year old who loves naps. Oh, did you have a nice nap?
When I say try your best, because we're not robots, that means also do your best at relaxing and resting. If you're going to work, work. If you're going to chill, then chill. You don't want to be a dim light that's half on. You want to do one or the other. Now, I find chilling and relaxing, I guess this is my personality, it makes it easy, extremely stressful. Then there's nothing more stressful for me than trying to not do my work. Because if I'm not doing my work, then I'm thinking about the work I'm supposed to do, and I'm more stressed than doing the work. So everyone goes, Andrew, you need to just chill. I'm like, that sounds terrible. That sounds like the most stressful situation to be in. So all I want to do is work. But if you're gonna do something, you should be doing your absolute best at it. What's the point in doing anything if you're not gonna do your best at it? And it's amazing how things can translate. If you do your best in one thing, it's not only the fact that the way you do one thing is the way you do everything, but if you do your best in one thing, it can radiate out across your entire life. That's the greatest thing about being a man. As a man, when you upgrade your life and you become a better man, by extension, you automatically improve the lives of all of your friends, of your woman, of your children, of your community, of your country. We radiate. It's amazing. But putting in that extra effort pays off, dividends. And you can look at it spiritually. You can be philosophical about it and say that God rewards people who try hard. That's how I like to see it. God is literally looking at all of us, no matter which God you believe in, and he's saying, all these people I've created, who's thankful? Because any one of us could have lost our eyesight to bacteria at age 2. Any one of us. We didn't. So saying, who's thankful enough for what they have that they're trying their absolute best with it all of the time? If you do that, he's like, I like this guy. I like him. He's cool. Give him blessings. Give him something. It's amazing what comes your way. If someone were to say to me, Andrew, if you make an extra dollar or if you throw an extra punch, endless blessings will come your way. It would be disingenuous of me to sit and say I couldn't do that. So I want you to actually think about what you've done your complete best at. And then I want you to try and apply the analogy of focused, because I focused my power into one knuckle and did more damage than any of you could ever do.
It's actually interesting because I think humans, or maybe this is just me coping, maybe this is cope, but I think we're designed to struggle a bit. Because the closer you are to struggle, the more sensible you are. Also, if you meet somebody who's had a hard life, they seem to be pretty wise.
Yes.
It's difficult to find someone who's had a hard life who's a total idiot. When you speak to these morons, they've had very easy, soft lives. So I think humans are supposed to struggle a bit. I know it's overused, but hard times create good men. Good men create good times. And the good times create a bunch of weaklings. And they mess everything up. These people have had too easy lives for too long. And none of them know any struggle at all. I mean, I don't know about you. I can almost crash my car 10 times. And I only slow down when I hit the tree. This is how I am. Like, I think that inside of the human psyche, sometimes you need to be shocked. You need to be hammered with something. That's just how it goes. Because until then, you're like, maybe. I'll keep it in mind. But there's a lot of these people out there who aren't being taught any lessons at all. Because they have never had any kind of difficulty in their life. And what is life without difficulty in the first place? But I think life is actually pretty simple. There's action and reaction. There's cause and effect. There's brave people and there's cowards. A lot of people are self-interested. And if you understand the basis of these motivations, it's not difficult to work out why the world functions the way it does. And cause and effect and action and reaction are very real. And I think one of the largest plagues we have in the world today is a lack of action amongst people. And deciding not to act is an action in and of itself, right? And that's the only philosophy you need for life. If you want something to move, you have to move it. If you sit and wait for somebody else to move it, you're a coward. Yeah. You're just hoping it's going to happen. And that's why I don't understand when a lot of people who see where the world is going and see the future that's going to be laid out for their children kind of just hope and pray when they really need to be taking a more active role, even if it's as simple as discussing every subject with anyone who will listen.
There's nothing more expensive than not working, trying to have fun, enjoy your life, because then you spend money. But if you work, it's free. In fact, you get paid. It's even better. I probably spend 90% of my waking hours working. And then I'll go out and race a car around. It's the only thing I enjoy to do. I'll train. I'll beat anyone up who's ready to fight. And then I'll go back to work. All I do is work. Work. Endless. Never ends. It's always something to be done. Isn't there?
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.